Carnival is finally over. This is a blessing not because I don't like Carnival. I do. I've enjoyed the kitschy television variety shows and the sound of parade music wafting across the valley. Yesterday, in the supermarket, the staff were costumed as cats, ears and whiskers and furry vests and animal print shirts. I'd have been happy to attend our local carnival parade, but our town is really small, and they only have theirs every 2 years. Still, I'm glad it's over because I could not bear to eat one more Faschingskrapfen, and I am sick to death of jelly donuts.
Must be jelly, cause Jim don't shake like that. Oh, mama, you're so big and fat.
Faschingskrapfen show up in Austria right around Christmas time, and they hang out until Lent, although they're at their highest profile during the week of Fasching. That's Carnival in Austria. During this week, it seems like we could not leave the house without coming home to a bag of homemade krapfen tied to the doorknob. It's as though they were stalking us, waiting around the corner for us to drive away. As soon as the coast was clear, the krapfen would invade. Off to the supermarket, taking out the trash, they'd pounce as soon as we were out of sight. We started eating Faschingskrapfen at the end of December, though they were not quite as aggressive then, being overshadowed by Christmas cookies. A baker near the little hotel we like in Vienna tossed one or two in with the rest of our goodies when we picked up stuff at the end of the day to take back to the hotel. A fresh batch would sit politely in the display case of the cafe in our hometown, and a friend would order one. A paper bag containing one was found in my coat pocket while I was skiing. The Faschingskrapfen were around, but they weren't on alert, and they never seemed to be in the apartment.
Who popped the wind in my donut? Sure resemble me. Who popped the wind in my donut? Right on that yam yam tree. I wasn't there when the popping was done, but who's gonna ever pump a pumpy son of a gun? Who popped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me.
About a week ago, the first four made their way beyond our front door. Apricot-filled they were, and very fresh, having made their way around from just around the corner. They were followed by another dozen that boldly wandered in with my mother-in-law. They were tucked under her arm as though she was their best friend. Another batch followed 2 days later. We found them tied to our front door, wrapped in paper towels. Of course, I sampled them all. I'm not just sucking up to my mother-in-law when I say that hers are the best. They had the edge, though. They arrived still warm, the powdered sugar melting into their golden brown fritter-like crust. The other two batches were kind of bready, where my mother-in-law's were fluffy, and the other ones were sort of dry, in spite of the jam filling, where the ones we got from my mother-in-law were moist and kind of steamy. The bakery Faschingskrapfen were exactly what you'd expect from a jelly donut, only a little bit less oily than we Americans are used to. It turns out that Faschingskrapfen make use of a number of ingredients that one is not meant to eat during Lent. Meat, butter, cheese, milk, eggs, fat, and bacon are all banished from the Catholic kitchen until Easter. I've not been confronted with a bacon jelly donut. But in other areas where Carnival is observed, there's a sort of bacon fritter that sounds both horrible and wonderful. In principle, I don't object to the idea of a bit of apricot with my bacon, so I could be missing out. In this part of Austria, however, we get just the standard jelly donut. As of Ash Wednesday, there will be no more Faschingskrapfen. They're to be replaced with pretzels. The humble pretzel, with its little arms crossed in prayer, makes use of none of the artery-hardening ingredients found in the jelly donut. The thing is, after you've been stuffed with jelly donuts for days on end, a pretzel looks surprisingly appealing. Indeed, after months of feasting on Christmas cookies, elaborate New Year's desserts, treat after treat after treat getting you through the blackest part of winter on a never-ending sugar binge, well, that makes a shocking amount of sense. I've been cursed with allergies for as long as I can remember. During a particularly difficult spring, I decided to try something different and went to see a naturopath. In retrospect, the recommended treatment looked an awful lot like Lent combined with Passover. The Passover feast is shorter and eliminates yeast from the diet, and that would totally put a damper on the beer soup recipe I found for Lent. I don't know much about the dietary restrictions for Ramadan, but I suspect the underpinnings would have health benefits much like that of Lent or of Passover. I'm tempted to observe Lent for the rest of the time I'm here in Austria. Besides, the elimination of a block of ingredients from the diet does not necessarily mean you're looking at deprivation. This afternoon, I'm invited to attend a Heringschmaus. This is the meal that kicks off Lent. It's a feast of vegetable salads and fish. I really like vegetable salads and fish. I don't know if there's a dessert afterwards, but if there is, it's guaranteed not to be a jelly donut. I could not eat another jelly donut.
Around with all the hope.